The following shir has been presented by Rav David Englander, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara in Erechin, Daf Vav Med Aleph, Gemara quotes of Raisa, Tana Rabbanon, Sela Zul Itzdaka, if a person's holding a coin, and he makes a neder, and he says that this coin should be for Tzedaka, and then later he wants to change the designation of this coin to a different purpose. So the Braisa says, actually basically ad gabai mutar shanoiso, if the coin hasn't arrived yet in the hands of the gabai tzedaka, so it's mutar for the individual who made the neder to change the designation of this coin for a different purpose. However, also once it has arrived in the hands, reached the hands of the Gabbai, so then it's also to change it to any other purpose. So, Tosfos brings a different Gemara in Bava Basra, that the Gemara seems to say the opposite. The Gemara seems to say that if the Tzibur has money of tzedakah, so it's mutter to change it to whatever they want. So how do we reconcile these two gemaras? So there's actually three mahalchim that the Rishonim have. And if you go through the Tosfos, you'll see the different mahalchim and the Rishonim. We'll just go through it briefly, and then we'll go to the halacha. So Tosfos explains that the gemara here is talking about when a person wants to change something from one mitzvah to a different mitzvah. In other words, a person wants to change this thing from tzedakah to use it for a different mitzvah. So then, there's a difference between a yochid and a tzibur. That a yochid is only allowed to change it, is only allowed to change the designation of these funds from a tzedakah to a different mitzvah only as long as it hasn't reached the hands of the gabbai. Once it reaches the hands of the gabbai, it's also to change it. However, a tzibur is different than a yochid. And the Gemara Babas is talking about a tzibur. So a tzibur, even if it has reached their hands, it's still going to be mutter to change it. Tosfos brings a different mahalach from a Moshe Me'ivra, that he explains that the Gemara over here is specifically referring to not to change the designation of these monies from one tzedakah to a different mitzvah. The Gemara is talking about where a person wants to borrow the money. He wants to use it temporarily and pay back the tzedakah. So then we say that kol zman that it didn't reach the hands of the gabbai tzedakah, so he's allowed to change. What does it mean he's allowed to change? It means he's allowed to borrow the money from tzedakah and pay back. But that's the only thing that's mutter. But you wouldn't be allowed to change it from one mitzvah, from tzedakah, to a different mitzvah. However, the tzibur is allowed to borrow the money even for tzorchei tzibur, which are not l'tzorich mitzvah. That's the second mahalach. The third mahalach is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which the Rosh quotes in Bava Basra, that if it's Letzorich HaTzibur, then you're allowed to change it L'chol Ma SheYirtzu, even not for a Dvar Mitzvah, even for a Dvar Rishus. And why is that? So Rabbeinu Tam explains that Tzibur has a whole different din than Yochid, because when a person donates money for the Tzibur, he's doing it al das of the Tzibur. And therefore, whatever the tzibur wants to do with it, they can do with it, because that was the intention of the donor. The intention of the donor was that this money should be used according to the discretion of the tzibur. So, when the Brais is saying over here that mishabosli ad gabai also the shanoiso is only referring to when the money reached the hands of a gabai tzedakah, then it's also the shanoisa, because the gabbai tzedakah is not the tzibur. So when a person donates money and gives it to a gabbai tzedakah, he doesn't have the intention, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't have the intention that it should be distributed according to the discretion of the Gabbai Tzedakah. So therefore, we have a problem once it's Tegel Yad Gabbai, it's also the Shanoisa. However, when we're dealing with a Tzibur, then it's different because the donor gave it to be distributed at the discretion of the Tzibur. Al Alocha in Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya, Simeration on Test, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Ha'oime Sela Zub Tzedaka, Oishaoime Hare Alai Sela Tzedaka, Ve'efrishoi. So a person made a neder, either a neder of Hare Zu or a neder of Hare Alai, Ad Shaliboli Ad Gaba, Yachal Hashanoi Soi, before it reached the hands of the Gabbai, you can always change the designation of the money. Bein Lil Voisela Atzmoi, Bein Lil Voisela Chaveiroi, Ve'efra Acher Tachtov. Even if it's for borrowing it for yourself or for someone else, you can do so, you can borrow it and pay back the tzedakah. But mishaboli ad gabai, once it reaches the hand of the gabai, so it's also l'voisoi, it's also to borrow it, bein loy, bein la'acher, bein la'gabai. Now there's another difference that we find between tzedakah that reached the hands of the gabbai and tzedakah that didn't reach the hands of the gabbai, and that is legabe the halacha of hataras nedarim. And the halacha is in Yeredeya Simeration and Ches Sikvav, the Mechaber paskins hanoi the tzedakah eino yochel achzaboy elam kein nishal achacham vehitriloi. If a person made a neder for tzedakah, and now he has charata, he wants to be chayzer, he wants to retract from his neder. So halacha is, just like every neder that a person makes, if he wants to change, if he wants to retract from his neder, he always has the option of hataras nedarim. He can go to a chacham, or to three people, and he can make what's called a taras nedarim. So therefore, when it comes to a neder of tzedakah, so a neder of tzedakah is not different than any other neder, that if a person makes a neder to give money to tzedakah, and then, for whatever reason, he wants to be chayzer from the neder, so he can always go, and he can make a she'ela, or hataras nedarim, with all the halachas of hataras nedarim, and he becomes pater from the neder. But says the Shulchan Aruch, "Im higieli at hagabai, einu yochel yishoel olav." Once the money reaches the hands of the gabai, so then he can't do hataras nedarim anymore, and the hataras nedarim won't help. Now, this is very negeya. Many times, people have this in practically. Today, in many Jewish homes, there's a lot of tzedakah pushkas. And people have pushkas sometimes, tzedakah boxes that are sitting there for years. And usually, it belongs to some organization, some tzedakah fund. And many of them are responsible, and they come periodically, every year or so. And they ask you for the money, and they empty out the pushka, and they, you know, you see them again next year. But there are sometimes with pushkas, they belong to some organization, and they don't send people to go pick it up, and the tzedakah boxes get full, and people ask sometimes, what should we do with them? There's nothing, you know, we don't know, are we mechuyev to go call the organization, and we call them, they don't return messages, what should we do about these tzedakah boxes with this money? So the question is over here, so someone came up with an eitzah that maybe it's possible, if it's very difficult, you know, of course if a person could locate who the tzedakah organization is, so obviously you should do that, but if it's very difficult, and the question is what to do with them. They're just going to sit there. So what the person wants to do is that he wants to make hataras nedarim on the tzedakah and make a hataras nedarim with the shalish adyaitis, the chacham, Kadasa Kadin, how a dozen dar needs to be made. But he'll make a dozen dar, and then he'll go and give it to a different stock organization. So the first question is this called Higia Liyad Gabai? In other words, if this is not called Higia Liyad Gabai yet, so then it would be Mutter L'Shanois Mitzdaka L'Tzdaka. If it's still considered that it's not Higia Liyad Gabai, so then you could anyways be Mishanah, take that money and give it to a different Tzdaka. However, if we consider the fact that it's in the Tzdaka box would be considered already Higia Liyad Gabai, then we have a problem of Asa L'Shanoisa, according to the Gemara that we're learning. So that's one shayla. That's one chelik of the shayla. And the second part of the shayla is, even if we consider it Higia Liyad Gabai, would we be able to do Ataras Nadarim, and after Ataras Nadarim, we'd be able to change to a different net, to a different tzedakah. So, Lamaisa, there is a machlik sapoiskim. If the fact that the money is in the tzedakah box already, if that's considered both the Yad Gabai. So, therefore, mitzad that, there would be a problem that would be also l'shanes mitzedakah l'tzedakah. But the question is, would it be possible to make Hataras Nadarim? So the emes is that the Pesach Tshuva in Yeridaya Simeration Chesivov, he says as follows. He brings a Tshuva's Neidib Yehuda. Neidib Yehuda is in Tinyon Chelik Yeridaya Simekufnan Dalit. And Reb Yehuda was asked the following question: "Be'echad shemosel echad schayra ba'ad mei zehuvim limkor v'litin amoyis letzdaka." Someone wanted to donate money to tzedaka, so it was an interesting way. He had some surplus merchandise that he couldn't get rid of. Whatever it was very difficult to sell. So he calls over a person and he says, "Here, take this merchandise, go sell it for 100 zehuvim." And the money, take the money that sold for and give it to tzedakah. And then the person who was supposed to do it, he went out and he tried selling it and he saw it's not going anywhere. This merchandise is a very hard sell. So he came back to this merchant and he said, "I'm sorry, I undertook this, but this is going to be very difficult. I can't do this. It's not selling." And that's it. He gave him back the schayr. So the question is now, the person who made the neder, he's now an old man, and he's writing his will. So what he wants to do is that, since this merchandise, l'maisa, he made a neder to give it to tzedakah, so what he wants to do is that he wants to make a pidyon. He'll take 100 zehuvim from his own money, and he'll give that money to tzedakah. And he'll keep the merchandise, whatever it is. So he'll be yoytze the neder l'chol days. But the problem is over here that for whatever reason, now that he's on his deathbed, he wants to give it to a different tzedakah than he said originally. In other words, originally he told the person, sell the merchandise and give it to tzedakah A. And now he wants to give the same 100 zehuvim to tzedakah B. Now, what's the problem over here? The problem over here is that Mishigil Yad Gabai, also the Shanoisa. Koidim Shigil Yad Gabai, it's Mutil Shanoisa. Achre Shigil Yad Gabai, it's also the Shanoisa. Question is, this called Gil Yad Gabai? So, Pischichu brings over there that in Cheshimishpat Simakufchav Hei, in the Sma and the Shach, we learn that if a person took the money, even if he didn't, if a person gave money for tzedakah, he didn't give it to the gabbai tzedakah, but he gave it to someone who was not an official gabbai tzedakah, but he gave it to someone to go to give it out to tzedakah. So the halacha is that is considered like higia liyad gabbai. And l'gabbai this halacha, that after Tzigili Agabai, you can't do Atos and Dorim anymore. So the Sma and the Shach say that once you gave it to someone, even an unofficial Gabbai Tzedakah, you gave it to someone to distribute the Tzedakah, that's considered a Gilead Gabbai, and you cannot make Hataras and Dorim anymore. And the Tumim over there is Mesupik, that perhaps the Halacha is not that way, and only when it's an official Gabbai Tzedakah, like a Gizber of Tzedakah, is it considered that Gilead Gabbai, that you wouldn't be able to do Hataras and Dorim. But regardless, so that's where now's the question. If we'll assume that the halacha is like the Sma and the Shach, that once it reached the hands of anybody who was charged with the mission of distributing this money to tzedakah, we would consider that Hegiliyat Gabbai. So now we have a problem. This person, he had given the schayra originally, the merchandise he had given to someone to go sell it and give the money to tzedakah. So that person would be considered the Gabbai, even though he's not an official Gabbai tzedakah, but since he was charged with the achrayis of going and selling and giving the money to tzedakah, so he would be considered the Gabbai now, according to the Sma and the Shach. So, the Neid Bihuda has a big arichas there, and then he says that the truth is, this halacha, that once it reaches the hands of the Gabbai, it's also to be Mishana, and even Ataras Nadorim would not help to change that. Says the Rebbe Yehuda, this comes from the Rajba. The Rajba is the one who's mechadish to this halacha, that once the Gilead Gabbai, you cannot do Ataras Nadorim. The Gemara only talks about the Mishigiliad Gabbai is also the Shanoisa, you're not allowed to change, or according to some Rishonim, it means you're not allowed to borrow the money. But the Rajba is being mechadish that even Ataras Nadorim doesn't help once it gets to the hands of the Gabbai. So the Neid Bihuda says it's a chiddush of the Rajba, and many Rishonim argue on it. So that's first of all he says. But even though that wouldn't be a reason to be matir, because Ma'is of the Shulchan Aruch passing is like the Rajba. But nevertheless, says the Neid Bihuda, we have another heter, that even if the Rajba will be mutter, because he says the Neid Bihuda, what is the time of the Rajba? Why is it that once the money is the Gilead Gabbai, so you can't do Ataras Nadorim? I mean, Ataras Nadorim helps to revoke the neder that was made. So if you revoke the neder, then it's not stock anymore. So why do we care if it's a Gilead Gabbai if you do Ataras Nadorim? So you're evoking Lamafreya, the entire designation of this thing for tzedakah. So what's the problem? Why should it make a difference if it's a Gilead Gabbai? Says the Neid Bihuda, the reason is, because how does Ataras Nadorim work? When a person's Matir Neder, what he's saying to the Chacham or to the Shloisha Adyotis that are making the Ataras Nadorim, what he's saying is, he makes a Pesach and a Charata. He says, had I known X, Y, and Z, I wouldn't have made this Neder. But the problem is that if that's not true, if it's a lie that the person, even if he would have known X, Y, and Z, he still would have made the neder, then that doesn't help. Then the neder doesn't help. Then the Ataras Nadorim doesn't help to take away the neder. So therefore, says the Neid Bihuda, any time that a person is making Ataras Nadorim, let's say a person made a neder that he's not going to eat certain food. So the person says, if I would have known that I'm going to come to this person's house and the person would offer me the food and the person would get very embarrassed, and etc., then I wouldn't have made the neder. So what's the whole question? The question is a question of Issa v'hetter. The question is, this person wants to know, the person who made the neder, he wants to know, is it mutter for him to eat the food? So then, if he's lying, that's his business. That's going to be his aveira. So therefore, once he makes an Ataras Nadorim, if he knows that it's true, that had he known that he's going to come to this person's house, he wouldn't have made the neder, so then, if he knows that it's true, then the Hatara works. If it's not true, then the Hatara didn't work. So he's going to get the Aveda. However, over here, once the money reached the hands of the Gabbai, so the Gabbai has to rely on this Charata that this person's saying. This Pesach that the person's saying, that had I known this and this, had I known this is what would have happened with the money, I never would have made the nether. How could he trust him at the expense of the aniyim? How could this person, this third party, who's not the one who made the nether, how could he believe him and based on that give him back the money to give it to someone else? So since it's negeya, a third party, that the person who's holding the money, who is the gabai, or let's say a different individual who's holding the money, that person who's holding the money has no right to believe the one who's making the Pesach and the Charata and the She'ela to the Chacham, because he could say, how do you know that it's true that had you known X, Y, and Z, you wouldn't have made the Neder? So therefore, that's why the halacha is that you can't make Hataras Nadarim on a Neder of Tzedakah once it reaches the hand of the Gabbai. But says the Nevi Yehuda, in this case, what happened, this merchant, he gave the Schayra to Pliny. But where's the schayer now? Now the schayer is back in the hands of the one who made the nether. So he can believe himself. He's allowed to believe himself that had he known that he would have had difficulty in getting hold of the person, whatever the case was over there, he wouldn't have made this nether. So then he can, if he believes himself, so he can make Hataras Nadarim, and he can be matir nether. So therefore, according to this, Nadi Yehuda paskins the Tzitz Eliezer. And the Tzitz Eliezer is in Chedek Tazayin Simchov Test. Based on this Nadi Yehuda, that if a person has these stalker pushkas lying around, and he doesn't know what to do with them, because he doesn't know how to get hold of the people, and he wants to make Hataras Nadarim so that he can make a Hataras Nadarim on the nether to give to this organization and give it to a different stock organization. So he says, since the money is not in the hands of the Gaboy Tzedakah, that they should have a problem believing the Charata that the Neder made today to have an issue of believing him. So where is it? It's in the Rishus of this person who made the nether himself. So therefore, he can make Hataras Nadarim and be matir neder. So again, just in summary, so what we're learning over here is when people have these tzedakah boxes and they want to know what to do with them, they should do whatever they can to try to get hold of the tzedakah organization that it went to. It's only right to give it to that tzedakah organization. But if the person did enough hishtadlus and he tried and now he can't get hold of the right people that should come pick it up, or if you left them a lot of messages and they're not coming to pick it up, so then what he could do is, so again, we have a tzirif of a few things. We have a tzirif of some poskim hold that bichlal, the fact that it's in the pushka is not considered higia liad gabai, and therefore it's mutil shanoisa, you're allowed to change it to a different stalker anyways. And even if we consider this Higiliad Gabai, but since the Rebbe Yehuda says that in the case where the money is right now in the hands of the person who made the nether, and it's not a question of the Gabai Tzedakah believing the one who made the nether that he's saying a true statement that would qualify for Hataras Nadarim, so therefore what he should do is he should make Hataras Nadarim. And then he could take the money of that pushka and he can give it to a different tzedakah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.